Hello.
Hello, my name is Caitlin, giving you a call back from customer service.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all been trying to put a charge on my credit card for the cream that I had ordered back a couple weeks ago.
What's your zip code?
31539.
And your name?
Carol Verderine.
What was the last name one more time?
Verderane, V as in Victor, VRDERANE.
When were you charged?
They were trying to charge it yesterday or the day before, and they put a stop on my charge card.
Okay, can you spell the last name one more time, ma'am?
V as in Victor, ER, D as in David, ERANE.
Do you know the last four digits of the card that was charged?
Hold on just
Yes, ma'am.
a second. 7726.
How much was the charge?
$99 and something.
It's not showing up for you. Is this the number that came up next to the charge?
I don't know. I just called the credit card company because, well, they sent me a text and said that they was putting a stop on my charge because they would have to send me a new card because that something come up from a cosmetic company where I had ordered a cream for $6 and something.
Could it be in
I
anyone
know.
else's name? Because I don't see anything coming up for you.
No, that's the only name it would have been under.
You ordered it this month?
I ordered the cream last month.
So March. Okay.
And I guess they were doing a where I thought it was a one-time thing, and then if you don't stop, call them and tell them you don't want it again, they'd send it out.
I had to check another system for you because it didn't show up. So if you don't mind,
Okay,
just bear
try
with
this
me.
card number 5669. Because that one was stopped yesterday.
Okay. Do you remember what kind of cream it was?
Hold on just a second, I'll tell you.
Okay.
It was for the Clarify Rejuvenating Moisturizer.
Thank you for that. I'm just checking a different system since it didn't show up here. And sometimes it's under the wrong like customer service number, but it may still be one of our products. I'm not seeing any charges for you here. I'm checking all the systems that we have, though, just so I can be sure.
So you're not showing nothing on either one of them?
No, ma'am.
Is that something that if I didn't call to stop, that they would automatically send out?
Yes, we do have products like that. If you did, like, the terms and condition and it says you have to call in to cancel, then that will happen.
Okay, is there a number? Because I don't want it because it doesn't work.
Okay. I'm going through. I'm still checking just to be sure, because if it's something I can handle, then I would prefer to go ahead and do it now.
Okay.
However, if it doesn't come up, I'll just go ahead and try to find a number for the product that we might have listed. Might be this one. Okay. No, it didn't come up at all, but I'm going to check and see if we have a phone number, maybe, because it might have just given you the wrong customer service number. You have a pen and paper so you can write a number down?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, the number you just called, was it the 855-892 number?
No, it was 877-832-8236.
Okay, so that's for Ava Skin Cream. So the one you would call is 855-892-3342.
Okay.
Yeah, it's for the same company, but I'm not able to access that information. Because the one you called just now for Ava Skin Cream, now that product and everything is showing up. I probably could have searched that if that's the one you had. But it's not coming up for the one you're talking about, the Revitalation moisturizer. Call that number, and usually they just ask the basic information like your name and mailing address, and it should come up.
Okay, because that's the number I had called to order it to start with.
Yes, okay. So, let me see if it's any other number I can give you just in case. Okay, and we have one for 855-310-0102.
Okay, so which number do I call?
Call the 855 one first see if they can pull it up for you.
Okay. All righty.
No problem.
Thank you
for calling customer service, ma'am, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.